Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With all your pads and everything on, going one-on-one with a DB, what about the linebacker underneath? What about the safety over the top? What about the other corner? What about, you know, how do you beat zone, right? Like, there's so many elements, you know, a ball that gets thrown through a mile of hands as they're sticking up. Like, you cannot practice football without 11-on-11. So I would say that sport, unlike some of the other ones, You actually have to practice and play, and it is a sport of repetition because it is a team ballet, 11-on-11. It's just so unique. You know, in baseball is a team sport, and there are situational team things, cutoffs, relays, pickoff plays, situational, you know, defensive alignments based on first and third, runner at first, runner at second, things like that. There are things that you can work on, but a lot of stuff is basically individual stuff masquerading as a team sport. I can hit you thousands of ground balls if you're a third baseman, and you can be game ready, right, for the most part. I can hit you 1,000 fungos from home plate to replicate throws down to third on the tag, and you can be game ready and ready to go. Now there's some cutoffs as you're the cut from left field and stuff that you're going to need other guys there. Football is the only sport. You got to have all 11 guys. There's just no other way. And you got to hit, and you got a good under center, and you need everyone out there. It's just so different. It's a totally different sport.
Well, that's why I think they've transitioned to a lot of these teams doing more joint practices,
yes,
than actually playing them in the preseason games. And I'm with that. Like that, like we were there, Joe, down at Levi's, mm-hmm, watching the Broncos, watching the Niners, them doing the joint practices. You felt the energy there. You felt, you know, the intensity there, and even more so, it's even more chippy. Because once you put through the preseason game, it's a glorified exhibition. Yes, it means something for some of the rookies, for some of the fringe players that are trying to stay on the practice squad, what have you, the depth pieces, right? And see, like, coverage schemes, and if you want to tinker out some stuff for Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh. But for the most part, I felt like I saw more intensity in those joint practices and all the trash talking and all, like, the starters, whether it's the reigning defensive player of the year, Pat Surtain, whether it's Ricky Pearsall going, mm-hmm, at that elite secondary of Denver. I felt like I saw more from that, and that's kind of going to be the feel going forward. I don't know. I have a hard time putting even, like, a whole percentage point on the fact that some of these guys don't play in preseason anymore, to the fact that, like, a George Kittle got hurt. But he practices so hard.
It's not about the individual injuries. It's like, there's, back in the day, there's probably the happy medium somewhere, but back in the day, the Niners used to practice in Rockland. They would do two-a-days for weeks on end. Yep. Two-a-days.
I know. Is that better? Should we go do that again? Haven't we gotten smarter?
Jerry Rice played 23 years in the league?
He did.
I mean, like, I think the proof is kind of in the pudding.
Maybe,
you know?
But Jerry Rice is also one of the greatest players of all time. Tom Brady, like, those are anomalies.
Ronnie Lott played 14 years
again,
in the league.
You're naming Hall of Famers, Joe.
Okay, Bryant Young missed 16 games in 14 years.
Okay.
I think there's something to be said to that. Yes. And he shattered his leg during a game.
You're talking about Hall of Famers. Again, Larry Fitzgerald, another guy who doesn't miss a lot of games.
The
guys you're naming, I hear you. They're all Hall of Fame. Like,
Larry,
they're the exception to the rule.
Played another 5 full seasons and be all pro level to even sniff Jerry Rice's level. Like, and I love Larry Fitzgerald. He's one of my favorite players ever.
I never said he was Jerry Rice. I said he's a Hall of Famer.
No, I know, but I think longevity, like,
he played a long time, though, is what I'm saying. Larry Fitz did play a long time. Isn't he second to Jerry?
You see these injuries now, and it's there's something to be said. I don't know what it is, man. All the old school guys, I'm listening to them. I really am.
He played 16 years. I don't think there's a correlation or causation. Maybe we could talk to Doc Pondy about this another time, of playing that much in the preseason to not getting hurt in the regular season.
Games. It's about how they're practicing. It's about the work they're doing in the offseason. I think individual training right now is it's taken off. Like, look at my
but isn't it as best as it's ever been, is what I'm saying? Like, we've all agreed we've gotten smarter with the sports science, have we not?
I don't know if we have, because I don't think we rest enough.
But we have, because all the records are being shattered, whether it's track and field, whether it's soccer.
Joe, we have more
soccer,
ACL injuries for young girls than ever before. We have more Tommy Johns for kids under the age of 21 than we've ever had.
And Doc has said, Dr. Nalpandya, UCSF Health, he's saying this because it's single sport centric. Kids not playing enough different sports. I hear you on that. That is a different conversation, though.
And it's year-round individual training as opposed to team. You know, there's a Brady sound I would like to pull at some point to discuss. Brady's been talking about this. Individual skill has never been better. But building up team aspects of how to play the sport has never been worse. Because we're only focused on our individual training. It was a very interesting concept. And I don't think Tom Brady's like, let me tell you why it was better in my day. I think he's like, I played in a different era. I also played in this era. Yeah. And I'm seeing how things have evolved. I mean, look at the two guys on the Niners right now who are big injury concerns. Ricky Pearsall, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
What's the number one thing people say about them that's actually a detriment? They overtrain.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to check those guys. And you're listening to 95 Sun the Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's not ironic. That's not the word I'm looking for. But we had all these worries about Christian McCaffrey, you know, with the bilateral Achilles tendonitis. He didn't do anything, didn't play in the preseason, didn't sniff the field.
He was in every practice.
He was limited, but they had him like take some days off.
On a pitch count.
Yeah, on a pitch count. He wasn't doing full like bursts, he wasn't doing all that. He hasn't been hurt, right? They've been very careful with him. He's been okay. He's been
he missed almost 2 years.
But Joe, for as much concern that we had about this guy, he's been the healthiest guy on the team.
No doubt. No doubt.
I'm not
saying that in every single case is it a lock.
No.
I'm just saying that, like, if you look at the way sports are right now, like, look at George Kittle's body when he graduated Iowa, and look at his body now. I mean, the weight training is through the roof. It doesn't look like his body. And then you meet, like, someone like Mark Bavaro. And again, Mark Bavaro, you know, just picking a random tight end from the 80s. That man was massive. Now, he was a little heavier and whatnot.
Right.
The amount of muscle that George has put on his body, I mean, he looks like a G.I. Joe character.
From the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury series section. Why y'all mad, LMA? We're not mad. We're having a conversation because we're trying to figure this thing out when it comes to injuries with the 49ers. It's a thing.
It's
a thing.
Let me throw this one at you.
It's an injury bug. If you want to say it's bad luck, if you want to say it's because
some guys are just snake bits. Some guys' bodies just can't endure. Like that is a real thing. I truly believe part of the key to the longevity for Steph Curry is that he plays golf, is that he does other things, is that he lets his body rest. That doesn't mean he's not conditioning. We all know he's been lifting and adding bulk to his frame, and he's in the best shape of anyone ever. Like, Jerry Rice was legendary for all the trails that he ran and all the different things that he did. And, you know, Roger Craig did track and field. I mean, this is nothing new. Joe Montana did ballet. You know, there's all these stories.
Who's my guy? James Harrison?
Exactly. but I do think that there is a tiny little secret sauce for someone like Steph Curry to allow his body to rest and then work on other muscles and other dexterities in sports like golf. I do think that that's been a separator from him and, like, let's say Kevin Durant, for example. Now, could it just be that Kevin Durant's body at 7 foot whatever is just freakishly large and he's more susceptible? Yeah, it might be.
This is what Steve Weiss had to say. It was actually a good interview. I was listening to yesterday to Steiny and Goo. They had him on. Steve Weiss, obviously senior NFL reporter for NFL Network, been doing it for a long time. Formerly covered the Atlanta Falcons as well, as the Falcons take on the 49ers this Sunday night, Levi Stadium, prime time. And we will be monitoring the quarterback situation all week long. Is Brock going to practice today? Is he going to be limited? Is he not going to be limited? Is it going to be Mac Jones? We will know by the end of the week, probably. unless we don't, and then they say it's a game time decision, and then it's just, right, Joe, unless we don't, I mean, I guess that's impossible.
Like, it sounds like today's the day for Pearsall and Purdy. We'll at least get a bitter indication of what they can do on the field.
And it's going to be nice to see George Kittle, obviously, back out there. We haven't seen the guy since the first half of week one.
I'm not 100% sure he'll even be ready for this weekend.
And we'll
it feels
see.
Like a ramp up as right. opposed to, all right, you know, let's hit the ground running.
And they need to be, again, talking about being cautious, absolutely, with that guy. And a hamstring in particular, the most tricky out of all the soft tissue, in my humble opinion, for going back to fantasy football, heartache.
Just the hamstrings. I mean, Lamar might return at some point. They're hoping this week, and it's like, hamstring.
Yeah. And what version, right? And I then mean, he pulls up, and then what happens?
They're 1-5, and I'm like, even if they go 6-2, like, are they even in it?
I know. Ugh. This is what Steve Weiss had to say yesterday with Stein and Goo, explaining the injury bug.
Yeah, give it to me.
For the San Francisco 49ers.
Years ago, the Chargers continually had injuries on their offensive line. I mean, every year, catastrophic injury, same position group. So there you can say, okay, are they training them a wrong way? Are they doing something, you know, in their strength and conditioning the wrong way? Because it's all one position group. Here it's scattered. That's it. I mean, Fred dislocated and broke an ankle. I mean, Bosa, popped his Achilles, right? I'm forgetting his injury. These are different injuries to different position groups. And I know they're on top of the sports science and things like that. So I just think it's Buzzard's luck. You know, I just think it's one of these things where...
It's one of these things where it's just Buzzard's luck. And it was an ACL, not an Achilles, as Steve Weiss was saying right there. So I just wanted to correct him. By the way, we are up against it. We're going to take a quick break, Joe. Come on back. We have something going on all week long. We've been doing it. Starting at 7:30, you got to be listening because Dub Nation Warriors basketball is back. Don't miss your chance to see the Warriors take on the LA Clippers at Chase Center this Friday, October 17th. The first 10,000 fans in attendance will get a Best Buddies bobblehead. You can buy your tickets at warriors.com. And for your chance to score one of those bobbleheads, listen all week long between 7:30 and 8:30 for the Sounder, Sammy.
Why'd they pick him?
When you hear that, it's pretty good. Be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652, and you'll win courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. That starts at 7:30, so that's in about 20 minutes.
What is that?
I don't know what that was.
What was that?
That was the Evil Bonte laugh.
But we were teased, Joe.
Was that from yesterday?
That's actually pretty good. Yesterday.
Give it to me one more time. Wow.
Oh, my God. That's reminiscent of Kyle Draper doing... there you go. They're both two villains right there. It's the Joker and Harvey Dent. Sam told us that he has concocted maybe his greatest work in the history of 95.7 The Game when it comes to... is it an open, Sammy, for a segment?
It's kind of like how you know how he did Kuminga Crisis, just like a drop we play for a thing. Well, there's another... I guess, crisis going on in the Bay Area that this drop will be applied to.
That's a tease that we are going to pay off on the other side, brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And 8:30, we're going to play the sounder.
Why did he pick him?
I thought you were going to play the snort. Be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652, and you'll win courtesy of the Golden State Warriors, Broseph. It's good to laugh at yourself, though. That's one of the things I love about you, Joe. You can take a joke. You're really good at that. You can laugh at yourself. You can be the butt of a joke. That's good.
Well,
the hard part
is, like, you know, how do you balance out being right on so many things and then, you know, trying to remain humble, you know? It's
right.
Like... well, you get married. That's number one.
Oh,
and then you realize how quickly how wrong you are.
Yeah,
the other part is have a crew that just wants to, like, wait for your demise and your tiny little slippage so that they can laugh at you.
Joe's had a really good couple years.
You've had a really good, that's Michelle right there. You had a really good couple of years, Joey. Not all the years, just a couple of them.
Yeah, just a couple. Just a
cup of coffee, you'll take that.
Yeah.
Kind of had a Darren Waller kind of a career. A couple of years, a resurgence now.
Darren Waller, what?
Darren Waller's back. All he does is score touchdowns. He's the only positive player on the Dolphins. Maybe the Niners could use him. I'm actually not even kidding about that. Maybe they could. He's a viable trade candidate, right? Someone's going to trade for him.
I want no part of Darren Waller. I think he's nuts.
What? What? What do you mean he's nuts?
Have you seen the videos with him and Gruden and the rapping and, the scheme's meant to stop me. They couldn't block me. Dude, his raps are awful.
So what? I don't care about his raps. He gets touchdowns.
Dude, we have one rapper on the team already, and we're good.
So we need a collab, is what you're saying.
No, it's Let's just
get
Kendrick
Dame Lillard
Bourne.
Down here.
No, Dame
All three of them
did
can.
You see the Dame Lillard rap video that just came out?
Was it great?
Dude, he came straight out of practice
That's
in like
Oakland
a practice
zone. You
jersey.
Show some respect.
No, it was awful.
Oh, come on.
Dame, put the mic down,
Oh,
dog.
Stop. Come on. Come on.
I don't know, Joe.
I know, Michelle. Come on. He's
if you had to listen to Kendrick Bourne, Dame, or Darren Waller.
Right now, KB.
Because he's playing KB's the best. Hottest?
KB had an album. Me and Bonte played the song.
He's cooking up some bars.
He was getting his hair cut. Next thing you know, he's in a Lambo. It's like, make sure that Lambo's returnable.
Oh, my gosh. We got Marion in Tri-County.
Don't you buy an $80,000 car before you buy a house. That's the E-40. He's right. He's 30 years ago, E-40 said, don't buy an $80,000 car before you buy a house. He was right.
I think this person tried to call in yesterday when Bonte was on with us. We didn't get to him. Marion in Tri-County.
As in the Tri-County up in the Columbia Basin?
As in the Tri-County. Marion, where are you at?
I'm in South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay.
Oh.
How are things going in South Carolina?
It's going good. Now, it's a little breeze, a little cool, but it's all right.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. Fall weather for South Carolina. What you got in the Niners, Marion?
Okay, so, I don't know. We need a new offense. We need some offensive line. We need Fred Warner went down this past weekend. Nick Bosa out for the season. We need to go give us some first round and some second round picks for to get somebody from we need a pass rusher. We need Trey Henderson, Matt Spivey. We need somebody.
Can I ask you a question?
We need somebody.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. We super do. Are you calling us from prison?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How do you listen to us on the Odyssey app?
Tablets. We got tablets, and we but I be listening to our radio station every morning.
Who's we?
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, everybody got tablets.
Well, let me give a
okay.
shout out from 95.7 The Game. Your boy Joe Shasky says, shout out to the Tri-Cities for listening to 95.7 The Game. All the Niner fans out there, we need a pass rusher. We need one of our quarterbacks to get 100% healthy, and we need a freaking 100-yard running game, don't we?
Yeah, we need a big time running game. CMC can't do it by itself.
No. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I mean, I love this. Wow.
Thanks, Marion.
Thank you.
That's good
again.
Stuff. Absolutely. Tri-County, South Carolina. Look up where that is. Shout out, Marion.
My boy is hitting me up. Is that Xavier Leggett's cousin?
Xavier Leggett? No. I was thinking, who is it? Lattimore? Lattimore?
Is he Marcus Lattimore?
Yeah, Marcus Lattimore. Yeah.
Former Niner. Yeah. Got his leg destroyed.
Scar.
So wait, you guys said that he called and it had a collect call thing going on?
Yeah, what?
Basically, yeah, it's like you're getting a call from something county, press 1 to accept the call. And
dude,
that's what I did.
That is dedication.
And you know
dog.
What? I wasn't going to say anything because he took time out of his day.
Dude, I'm feeling that call.
And he's all he has is time to call us.
Why would you do that to him?
What? What?
That's
do what?
So weak.
What did I do?
That is so weak.
Just a little drive-by there.
No. He took time out of his day. I wasn't going to say anything. And he called us, and he had a take.
When he calls again, I'm dead serious on this. When he calls again, get some of his information. I want to put some money on the man's books and tell him thank you. I mean that very sincerely.
Trying to rehabilitate. And that's, that's Marion in Tri-County, South Carolina. And he said it was breezy out there. So I'll take his word for it. I've no ambition to go to South Carolina. Maybe Kiowa's down there, right? The golf course?
Oh, dude, there's golf galore.
Well, I know. I went to North Carolina, obviously, Pinecrest, Pinehurst, whatever it was called. That was fun. Did that with my brother Anthony, who was stationed out there. Fort Liberty, formerly Fort Bragg, but now my big brother Tone back in the 831.
Do you think he wants Purdy to play no matter what this weekend or Mac Jones?
I think you stick with Mac Jones right now. I don't think Purdy's quite right just yet. I think you give it a game, and then next week is going to be the week for me. I would still be surprised if Brock played this Sunday night at Levi's Stadium. I would be. If he does come back, I think it'll be either next week or the week after. If it was the week after, though, then that would have just been 4 weeks, right? Was my math right, or was that would have been three? Because it would have been... No, it would have been three still. So... They could have just put him on IR. So the fact that they didn't put him on IR, he's got to come back either this week or next week, right?
You can only bring so many guys back from IR.
I know.
So they have to be a little selective on that. I don't know. I don't think there's an easy landing spot no matter what, right? Because you can make the argument, wow, the defensive line for Houston. Wow, the defensive line for New York. Like, at some point, if he's ready, you put him in. And I think the opponent doesn't matter as much as his own health to me.
Well, I'll say this. It's not even the opponent that scares me, although those defenses are playing very well. And D'Amico Ryans knows Kyle Shanahan's offense inside and out, being former defensive coordinator here in San Francisco. Hell, you can attribute that win in Green Bay to D'Amico Ryans, for Christ's sake. He was so good. I mean, the fact that they stymied Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams basically that entire game, and it was Talanoa Hufanga, of all people, with the game-winning play. Hufanga all time. That being said, it's not even the teams that scare me. It's the surface they're playing on, Joe. Houston Texans play in a dome. They don't have natural grass there. It's artificial. We know about MetLife Stadium. It's already taken Malik Nabers this year. It's taken Nick Bosa in the past. It's taken a player X, Y, and Z in the past for the Niners.
I mean, look, Fred Warner got hurt on grass.
No, I know.
There's a turf element. I'm not denying it.
The name of the injury is turf toe. I'm not even trying to be tongue-in-cheek here, but, like, it scares me. It scares me.
So, Sam, you built some sort of a bed?
So, yeah, you know how, like, for the Kuminga crisis, obviously, it is a way to kind of spice up the conversation we play, just to kind of have some fun with it.
I know, we didn't even play the Jake Moody one yesterday after you had a game winner.
I guess we kind of missed
Moody
that one.
Moody is duty.
I mean, yeah, we still have somewhere on the board if we want to play kicker watch just to go down memory lane.
You planted your flag in the preseason on Jake Moody.
I was right.
Don't die on that hill.
He has as many game winners as Eddie Pinheiro.
Stop! This coffee sip right it's after just, it's the best. I mean, anyway, so forget Jake Moody. But anyway, yeah, so we have
Eddie Pinheiro has two, but I was wrong. So just continue. Jake Moody has one.
Anyway, so we have a bit of a quarterback... dilemma, quandary, crisis, controversy, as we like to call it. And I figure, you know what? Yesterday, a little bit of inspiration hit me. And it's like, you know what? We need a little Kuminga crisis type drop for our simmering quarterback controversy. Oh. And this is just what I came up with. So, yeah, let's play it, Carter.
The Civil War without him.
Choose your quarterback. The starter.
Mac Jones!
49ers, quarterback, controversy.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's pretty good, Sam.
Hey, bro.
That's pretty good.
Move aside Dr. Dre. Move aside Timbaland. Move aside Jermaine Dupri. Whoever you think is in the top five of making bangers. Oh, my God. Scott Storch, you are the Sam Storch of this particular station. Oh, my God.
Why was he doing his worst Vince McMahon impression when I hear that voice? You're fired.
That's what it sounds like. You need to add, instead of my Mac Jones, I would have put Fridell's, what you gonna do, brother, when Mac Jones comes for you?
That's an old station one. That was a while ago for that drop, but that's a good one.
I might need to hear it one more time. My jaw was dropped.
Uno mas, Carter.
Civil War without him.
Choose your quarterback. The starter.
Barack Purdy.
You were the chosen one.
The battle.
Mac Jones!
49ers, quarterback, controversy.
It's pretty good.
Like it's like Goldberg's coming out and he's gonna fight in the, you know, Bash at the Beach.
Oh my god.
Oh dude, hey, honestly, Loveman, straight fire.
Thank you. Well, yeah, so whenever we talk quarterback controversy, we just play that.
I mean, there's no controversy, right?
Well, let me ask you, they're both healthy right now. Who's starting this weekend?
If they're both healthy, then it's gonna be Brock Purdy.
No. Who are you starting?
Who am I starting?
They? Yeah.
If they're both healthy, I want to see Brock Purdy. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who I'm starting. I would like to see Brock. Yes, I would, especially coming off after this loss. Tough. I don't put that loss on Mac Jones. Let me be first and foremost.
Let me make that abundantly clear.
That was the loss is not on him. But if Brock is as close as he could be health-wise to 100%, you're going with Brock Purdy. I need to see him play some games this year, Joe. Like, he has earned the right to play again when healthy, just so I could see if he's going to be tentative, if he's going to be the same Brock of a couple years ago or of last year. I don't know who Brock is this season. That's the problem. He hasn't played enough for me to actually, like, he's closer to the guy from last season than the year prior, but is that the offensive line? Is that the lack of skill players around him? No Brandon Ayuk, obviously. He didn't play with George Kittle for an entire game, basically. In the second game, he didn't have George Kittle. You know, Ricky Pearsall, is he going to be out there? Like, I don't know what to make of Brock Purdy, so I need to see him play. You get where I'm at with that?
Yeah.
I need to see him play.
Okay.
I do. What about you?
I'm really tentative to get him out there with this offensive line. I know there's no easy, like, launch point to just start your, you know, restart your year. Like I said, like, you can make an argument on all these D-lines coming, like, Atlanta, their defensive line was ferocious the other night.
Well,
New York Giants,
but the offensive line is, like this. It's here to stay.
No,
right?
That's kind of what I'm saying. But I think the tact I'm taking is, okay, you're healthy, you're good to go, I'm going to wait one more week.
Mm,
doesn't guarantee me anything. But for whatever reason, I almost want to be extra cautious in this scenario.
Let me throw that out to the callers. 888-957-9570. Niners fans, I'm telling you, this hasn't been reported yet, but I'm telling you, both Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, health-wise, are good to go this week. Who are you starting Sunday night against the Falcons? Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? Health withstanding, 888-957-9570.
Let me explain why. Let's say he's limited this week, but he's back healthy 100%.
Yeah.
I want to wait till he's a full participant Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's all I want. That is what I want. I want full participation. He needs to get all the reps with KB and whoever the starting guys are right now. I want to see him get all the snaps under center. I want him to have all the work that is required and necessary for him to play at his most optimal.
Well, don't they, like, if it is limited going forward, though, practice-wise, because of the injury.
Well, then he's not 100.
Well, then he's not, okay. Or are they just being, well, or they're being cautious, and they don't want to do anything to re-aggravate it. Kind of like they have the vet days now for the likes of Trent and CMC going forward. You might see that with the quarterback.
Joe, there's like, I've come to the conclusion that this re-aggravation thing could happen at any time. Anyway,
absolutely, especially right? with the toe.
So, like, to me, I'm looking more at, like, the practice reps and being on the same page. And, you know, I think he needs to build up time with Jake Tonjes, whether it is Kittle or whoever that's out there, CMC, Kendrick Bourne. I think practice is important right now. And thinking about how different the lineup is right now versus the lineup that they had in the middle of August, he needs a full week of practice. That's what I think would be best for everyone involved. I know it sounds absurd because probably wouldn't have this same mindset if we were talking about Patrick Mahomes, but he's not Patrick Mahomes.
He's not Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, if Patrick Mahomes looked like Brock Purdy has looked at points this season, maybe there would be some concern.
But here's the difference. I've seen Patrick Mahomes on one ankle win a Super Bowl and scramble for it.
Yeah.
So some guys' pain tolerance and the specific injury they can fight through. I don't know about this one.
Well, and Patrick Mahomes, let's be honest, has a much stronger arm than Brock Purdy in his upper body. Like, he's just a bigger guy than him. So he could do things even with a bum ankle that Brock Purdy just can't.
Agree.
That's not a knock on Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
It's more of a, just to tell you how great Patrick Mahomes is. Jonathan San Francisco wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, both the quarterbacks are healthy. I'm telling you, Joe Spadoni's telling you, Brock Purdy and Mac Jones are both healthy. Who are you starting this Sunday night against the Falcons? 888-957-9570. Jonathan, what's up, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Joe. I'm starting Mac Jones. You start Brock Purdy with this kind of roster, we're getting blown out. He doesn't throw outside the numbers. A lot of the chunk plays, and you heard it from Baldy, man. Those 50, 60 yards strikes downfield, Purdy's never doing that, just like Jimmy never did it. You know, and as of right now, hey, Joe, you don't know who Brock Purdy is? Look at his last 10 starts, dating back to last year. No good. The defense is all over the NFL, knows it by now, just like Jimmy got discovered. They know. They don't throw outside the numbers. That's why defenses, everybody's in the middle of the field. So, hey, you want to start him, you go start him. It's not going to look good because he doesn't have the Avengers around him. So start Mac Jones. Let him heal up, man. Let all the guys come back, and then maybe down the line, maybe see what he has. But as of right now, you got to go with Mac Jones. Stronger arm, bigger quarterback, could see over the line. I don't know what we do with Brock Purdy because, hey, this Kyle Shanahan scheme, man, he's proven that you could get any capable quarterback. They could be successful. So I don't know why they signed him in that big contract. They signed a lot of guys in big contracts they should have never done. You know, the wide receivers. Two wide receivers who are, if you put them in any other offense, it might be at 3 or 4, but they gave him big money.
Well, so, Jonathan, I'll let you respond. Hold on. Like, well, what should they have done then? If they're not paying Brock, what should they have done?
They should have kept Darnold. I would have kept Darnold myself.
Yeah.
What did the other team pay Darnold? Like $30 million. Darnold is big, bro. He can't teach big and rocket arm. You can't teach that.
Yeah. Well, you also can't teach some of the also things he does, which is turn the ball over at horrible times. Like, that's the knock on Sam Darnold. I hear you. The Darnold reclamation project has been fun to watch. Rooting for the guy, but there's still a lot of question marks. That I've watched a lot of Seattle Seahawks this year, Joe. So have you. I don't know what to make of that team, even with Darnold. He's all over the place sometimes. Sometimes he looks really good. Sometimes he does, I'm seeing ghost types of plays.
I will be the first to admit, I would not have signed Sam Darnold to a $30 million deal this offseason, nor would I have given him the one-year $10 million deal that the Vikings gave him.
No.
I get why the Niners allowed him to move on.
Yes, because he wanted opportunities elsewhere. And yeah. He knew Brock was the guy going forward. He saw Brock have an MVP type of season.
Yeah.
He was there.
Now, that being said, Sam has shut me up because I've been a very critical doubter of his since day one.
Well, you've been watching football. So has everyone. Like, you've just been watching football. And he hasn't been very good.
I still believe in him a lot. Yeah. Dan Orlovsky really believes in him. I think Baldy really believes in him. And he's been awesome this year. So we'll see.
This is interesting. Carter got in my ear and he's like, you know, Goo said something really interesting on the show yesterday, Steiny and Guru. It's not fantasy football related, by the way. We're still waiting for Guru's call.
I was hoping it was.
For his fantasy trade proposal to you, which was god awful. This is what Guru had to say about wanting to see Brock Purdy yesterday. We'll listen to the Gooster.
It's Tuesday, and I keep going to this. I know you don't have the medicals, but you're assuming and you think right now that most 99% is Mac Jones, huh?
I feel like he's probably going to start.
Okay. All right. And it's not that I'm done watching him. I just want to see Brock now. You know what I mean? I got my Mac Jones fix. Now I want to see Brock to compare and contrast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm kind of with them on that. That's where I'm at. I need to see what Brock has going forward right now. I do.
He hasn't kind of shown you who he is. He's played, 35 games.
No, this season I need to see more from him. I need to see the foot, Joe, is what I'm getting at. Okay. I need to see if this guy needs to be shut down the rest of the year or not, basically. Like, if this is going to linger,
that's a different conversation.
If this is going to linger on, no, that's where I'm at, though. Like, if he's going to go out there on Sunday Night Football and he looks tentative, he's throwing picks, the mobility's not there, then we're going to have the conversation. I was like, all right, is this injury that bad to where we just need to shut him down and to put him on ice and say, heal up, we'll get you next year, and just ride with Mac Jones? If that's the case, then they would have told us, which tells me that the medical team and Kyle Shanahan believe this guy can get back to close to 100% or 100%. I don't know anyone can get 100%, but as close as you can get to that, then I'm gonna judge him. I don't want, though, let me say this, Joe. Okay. What I don't want is he comes back and he tells us he feels fine and he's throwing picks and he's not looking good. And then are we just gonna say, oh, well, it's the toe, clearly. Oh, well, but if he tells us it's not the toe, do we take him at his word? I don't know how to judge the performance going forward.
So you're still judging who Brock Purdy is?
Somewhat. I'm always judging quarterbacks and how they are.
Okay. It just feels like there's a huge tide change going on right now amongst a big chunk of the fans. And I feel like from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, everybody, Purdy's going to have a monster year. Purdy's the quarterback. He's the man.
I never said he's going to have a monster year. I said I never said that. But fans were saying he's going to have a monster year.
You've been pretty high on Brock Purdy.
I've been high on Brock.
A lot high. So high, you said you'd take him over Josh Allen at one point.
That was during that season of MVP where Brock was an MVP candidate. I don't believe Josh Allen was. So, just saying. That season, I would have. That's not a hot take. Brock had a really good year. We're forgetting how good he was that season.
No doubt.
He was unbelievable.
But I feel like when we had the contract talks for months and months and months, I felt like one of the only lone wolf, you just got to be careful how much you pay him.
Well, but
I was going, and now everyone's got this buyer's remorse, and I'm sitting here, I'm saying well, then why did I get so much pushback for months on end? I like Brock, but even I was like, all right, he's a good player. He deserves a pay raise, but we also need to be careful on how much we pay him.
Well,
it was like a fait accompli. Oh, no, you just pay him whatever. Dude, that is valid. Tua got this. Purdy gets that. Trevor got this. He gets that exact same thing. Doesn't matter.
I mean, I hate to be cynical about this, but it is the business side of the NFL. That's what you do.
What? Do what?
You have to reward players because you're signaling to the NFL Players Association that you mean business as an organization, such as the San Francisco 49ers, that you reward your draft picks. That's what you signal to the rest of the league. That matters, Joe. That matters. Brock Purdy had earned the contract, has he not?
They let guys go all the time. Aaron Banks, for example.
Not the same as the quarterback. Just not the same. It's just not. There was no other, who were you pivoting to?
I'm not understanding. Do you think he's still a very, very, very good quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. So then
he's compromised, though, this season, clearly.
Oh, I agree.
So put him on ice, then, if he's compromised the rest of the year. If we're going to keep doing this every week.
What is it that you need to see from him, this week, is it to justify the contract?
No,
is it to see if he's still good?
I need to see if he could at least play at a Brock Purdy type of level this season, or if he's compromised all year. Is he going to be compromised all year? Then if that's the case...
Did he play at a Brock Purdy level last year?
No, but I don't think the team as a whole played up to their standards. The only person that played up to their standards was Fred Warner and George Kittle.
So you're still kind of up in the air on him?
Not up in the air. I think he's still, at his best, a very good fringe top 10 quarterback at times. I do think he is that. I've been steadfast in that argument. I think he is a top 10 guy when he is at his best. But clearly the team is not at their best. You're only a sum of your whole parts. I don't care if Patrick Mahomes is playing back here sometimes. With this offensive line, he's going to get beaten.
I mean, he was throwing to freaking some guy Thornton we never heard of. So, look, he's a unicorn. We just throw him to the side.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's the argument, though. Like, this offensive line, Mac Jones got sacked 6 times?
I'm just getting the sense, not just from you, and I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just getting everyone, like, now we all have buyer's remorse?
I don't have buyer's remorse yet. I don't. But it sucks that he's getting hurt. No, I'm not pigeonholing myself on this guy. What?
But no. I'm just asking out loud. Like, we can admit it out loud. We're all a little worried that they overpaid.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a big worry right now. Everyone's worried about that. We're worried.
I was terrified for the 6 months or year prior leading up to them actually giving him the contract because I've seen this team give Kaepernick a contract and Jimmy Garoppolo a contract, and they failed to not only live up to it, just be even close to the players that they were.
Joe,
before.
I'm afraid they paid another quarterback that's just going to be injury prone. That's been the Kyle Shanahan mantra. We'll pay a guy who gets hurt. We'll draft a guy who gets hurt. We'll find a guy, we'll draft him, pay him, and then he gets hurt.
Well, in this case,
that's been the theme here.
In this case, I'm worried about both of the things. Like, he doesn't replicate what he used to be, and he's an injury-prone player.
Don't you always have buyer's remorse on a big contract like this on a player that's not a Steph Curry level?
No, well, that was kind of my point. Maybe it was 5-6 weeks ago. It's like, I'm getting to the point now, unless you're a surefire ballot Hall of Famer, like, in my mind, like, I see you walking into Canton at quarterback. I just feel like I'm going to play hardball with you and do the Kirk Cousins franchise tag.
Are you having buyer's remorse? I didn't mean to cut you off. No, it's a great point.
Like, that is kind of with this coach. I'm talking about Kyle. With this coach. With other coaches, let's say if I had a defensive-minded coach, I would probably, and I really like the quarterback, and I would probably more inclined to overpay for that guy because I want stability on the offense, knowing that the coordinator might change a lot.
Are you having buyer's remorse on the contract for George Kittle?
No, his reputation's so established. If I'm overpaying for a couple years at the end where he stinks, I think that he's kind of earned it. He's kind of earned it to me.
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, there's not a doubt in my mind the extension, and I would have gave him the extension. Yes. I admit my hypocrisy. I would have given him the extension. It was one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen. But in retrospect, it was an awful deal.
Although he is having a great season. Like, we're in lockstep
but
there.
But I also acknowledge this isn't a video game. You can't just have revolving door at quarterback.
No.
Like, there are human elements to this. You have to have leadership. You have to have some consistency on some level. So in a roundabout way, I'm giving you, like, a Farhan-like platooning of quarterbacks for this coach in this situation that I also acknowledge is probably not realistic.
Buyer's remorse on Fred Warner. Are we having, like, I know.
But he's also been, again, 8 years of excellence.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, again, those are two Hall of Famer guys. Like, to me, those are guys that have Hall of Fame level talent.
Nick Bosa.
Oh, there's not a doubt I have. We did the exercise when I got really frustrated with him at the end. And this is at the end of the contract thing. I was like, what can we get for him? Remember when I came in and did that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I said, if I put him on the open market right now, because I was so bitter about the contract extension going through, like, what could we get? And I believe he's a Hall of Fame talent. Now, what was my setting on Ayuk? So, I don't know if he's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I also didn't think it was a good business model paying two wide receivers. Once you gave Debo the money, you kind of, like, screwed yourself with Ayuk.
Well, you've been steadfast in the receiver in the Shanahan offense.
Kendrick Bourne got picked up off the streets and has 300 yards in 2 weeks.
From the 6-5-0 in the boxer.
Like, I admit I'm like kind of back and forth on this because I think that he's like right in the middle of the gray area of like, do you pay him or do you not?
From the 6-5-0 in the boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. When are you going to stop blaming the players and start blaming the medical and health and strength coaches? Fire the health and strength coaches and medical staff. How does this happen 4 to 5 years in a row where most of our main guys are hurt? It's not 4 to 5 years in a row. I think Warren Sharp, had the stat out there of like the most injured or, like the least injured. So, like, the years the Niners went to the Super Bowl, they were in the top five of, like, the healthiest teams, like the top 10 of the healthiest teams. So, it's not every single year, although I know it feels like that for Niner fans.
So, look, today, having not seen him play in a month, really, I mean, like, 2 months, really. He's played one game. He played one game, and I don't even know how much of that, and then the Jaguar game, I just throw out the window because I don't think he was right. We've basically seen him play, like, half a game healthy, right? So, it feels so unfair. And I'm admitting this is how I feel today. And in a month, if he comes back and he looks like swashbuckler Brock, my opinion will sway and it'll be adjusted. But if you're asking me today, like, is he the quarterback to start 2027? Probably not.
Wow. 2027, not next year, but starting 2027.
Like the starting quarterback? Like, probably not. If I had to, again, I'm asking myself this today.
That's crazy.
I know it is crazy.
Man. Life comes at you fast. Or it's October 15th. Well,
this is why when people
make statements. That's crazy.
When people make statements like, he's our quarterback for the next 10 years. Just look around the league. You tell me who stays anywhere for 10 years these days.
Unless you're
a Hall of Fame level player or a Hall of Fame. Like, I'm walking into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, God, they just paid him, though. It's crazy.
Look, he deserved a pay raise.
He did.
But I think, and it's tough to have a radio conversation about this, the nuance of how much of a pay raise and how do you conduct if I was backed against the barrel, I probably would have gave him the money. Right?
Yes.
But I also acknowledge, like, oh my God, it's really risky. Because look at where the Dolphins are this morning, right? Does anyone think the Dolphins have a future?
No. But that's also because their head coach is, you know, Mike.
There's a combination of things. Yeah, the organization, the head coach. But Tua's a big factor in that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's throwing his teammates under the bus now. Like, once you start doing that, there's no going back. It starts with the every single good quarterback, whether it's Mac Jones, Brock Purdy, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. It starts with me. It's my fault. Me. You never throw your guys under the bus. And that's what Tua did. And that dumpster fire of an organization is going to blow it up at the end of the season or maybe halfway through. Who knows? Mike McDaniel's probably going to be on the Niners staff next year. Probably. Like, I would bet on it.
Look, and the other part is this. Like, am I just handing the keys of the organization to Mac Jones? No. Like, no, not at all. Like, not at all. Like, that's not what I'm doing after a couple of games. Where he showed some promise, right? But I'm not saying that he's the answer.
Well, I do think it's interesting that they are playing a team in the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday, Joe, that did pay basically their backup quarterback all of that money, guaranteed. $100-plus million to Kirk Cousins, who's a glorified backup now.
And they immediately regretted it.
Yes, but, like, they could have moved him this offseason. They tried to, but it doesn't matter. Like, hey, I keep hearing the argument that he has to start Brock because of the money paid. Kirk Cousins is making more than, like, what, half of what starting quarterbacks are making in the NFL as a backup. So, no, that argument is not true in Atlanta.
But here's where, right? I think it's different. Here's where they drafted a quarterback 10th overall or whatever in Michael Penix. And Kirk Cousins has no equity in Atlanta and came with a torn Achilles and at 36 years old. So Brock has equity with the fan base. It's different. You can't do the Farhan platooning thing because there is an emotional attachment to Brock Purdy, which I truly understand. I do. And I acknowledge you can't just be, it's not a video game. Like, in my head, I think of these things and I say them out loud and they make sense in my head. But then, like, the practical application of it, it's not making sense. How are you going to turn to Trent Williams and Fred Warner and George Kittle? Hey guys, I know you guys love Brock Purdy and I know we're really, you got to trust me on this one. We're going to go with the $3 million quarterback in Mac Jones who we just signed. Like, that's ridiculous. Well, that's ridiculous.
They kind of spun that though into what Brock did as a Mr. Irrelevant, and they went with him over their first round pick and Trey
the
Lance.
The difference in that one was that every day at practice they saw Trey bouncing balls, and then when he got hurt, he was out for so long, they went on a journey with this guy and saw him win high level playoff games.
Well, I think that
I don't know.
Well,
Matt, you know,
we'll see this year, Joe. Let's say, for the sake of argument, Mac Jones goes on a little bit of a run. Let's say they just make the playoffs. How about that?
If that happens, then we have to have a conversation.
Well,
at least we're having a conversation.
And that's when it signals to the rest of the teammates, like, okay, Mac has done enough to at least have a competition next summer, right? He's under a 2-year contract. 2 years.
The 2-year deal was actually brilliant.
Now, Kyle Shanahan can dip it all in the bud and John Lynch and say, hey, we're going to flip this guy and get like a pick. They could do that, but why would you do that? Like, you got to keep a backup at this point. As we've learned, I mean, you need to keep a backup.
If you ask me today, they're going to go through Purdy, Mac Jones, and I bet you we see Adrian Martinez at some point this year. Like, I just don't think either of the quarterbacks are going to be able to stay upright. Like, Mac Jones is hurt right now.
He is. He'll tell you he's fine because he's just a quarterback, and that's what they do. He's like, I'm fine. Everyone's got something they're dealing with. But that's the question I have. 888-957-9570. Both these guys are healthy. I'm giving you that option. I'm saying both of them are healthy, Niner fans. Who are you starting this Sunday night against the Falcons? Brock Purdy or Mac Jones. 888-957-9570. Steve Wyche, NFL Network reporter, almost standing goo yesterday, had this to say on Mac Jones and Brock Purdy.
Well, to answer your second question, later you put Brock Purdy in. Yeah. He's the guy you paid. Sure. Right? That's what it comes down to. I hate to make it that simple, but that's the guy you believe in. That's going to be your long-term answer. But in terms of Mac Jones, how can you not love, you know, how he's played? Yeah, he had the bad picks the last game, but he has shown so much heart. He clearly is not healthy. You know, that knee is bothering him. I mean, he's gutting through some stuff. You know, just the way he throws it, he's got a bigger arm. And just, you know, he's got similar moxie. I just think the fact he's come in and been more professional than I think a lot of people have expected in terms of just producing his attitude and the leadership. You know, that's an ideal backup situation with a guy who can start and win ball games. He's proven it.
Again, he used you pay the guy all that money, he's the starting quarterback. And he's more of the starting quarterback for what he's done on the field, more so than the money, in my opinion. But the money's absolutely a part of it. That being said, if you want to protect your $200-plus million investment, you don't throw him out there to get eaten by the Wolves. That's another aspect in all of this, too. If he's just going to be set up to fail, then you are doing him a disservice if you're Kyle Shanahan and the medical staff and the team. If he goes out there and then immediately gets hurts again, at minimum, that's a bad look. Right? Right?
I think with all the Juwan Jennings injury stuff that's going on and his looming contract situation, it gets blurry. Did he want to go out? I'm talking about Jennings because he has incentives. Did the team, you know, clear him? Are his injuries legitimate? I don't know any of those answers.
Joe, I'm glad you brought that up because you sent this soundbite to the chat earlier this morning that I found very, very interesting. Former Falcons wide receiver Roddy White had some very interesting thoughts on Kyle Shanahan, how he treats wide receivers, and maybe, just maybe, there's a comparison to what's going on now with Juwan Jennings as opposed to a decade ago with Roddy White on the Falcons when Kyle Shanahan was his offensive coordinator. We'll get to that sound on the other side, but first, injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Jimmy Buckets, a.k.a. Jimmy Butler III, did not play in the Warriors preseason game in Portland last night due to a sprained ankle he suffered in practice last week. But fear not, Warriors fans. Steve Kerr said an MRI on the ankle was clean, and there is no concern over the injury preventing Butler from suiting up in the season opener against the Lakers next week. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier worker compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you, here for good. Right out of the break, your chance to win a Best Buddies bobblehead. Don't go anywhere. Don't change the dial. Don't turn off Odyssey app. Don't turn off YouTube. Stay right there. Right out of the break, your chance to win a Best Buddies bobblehead. Spadoni, Chasky, it's the morning roast, halfway home on a hump day on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.